That will be a few long distance flights, that's all. So we are sure that we have operations in place for tomorrow morning.
So I think you mentioned that there will be some perhaps incoming repatriation flights and people coming back. So just give me an idea of the type of operations you're going to be doing this evening.
This afternoon, we will prioritize incoming flights that have been stranded in Europe so we can get as many passengers into the country as we possibly can. After that, a few flights will be taking off during the evening, and that is about it.
Were those flights taking off likely to be, I know this is an airline question, but just so I understand, are they likely to be people who were due to fly that evening or people who've been delayed?
That will be flights due to fly this evening.
So what's happened here is that people who were due to fly during the day have lost their opportunity to fly, but people who this evening were due to fly probably won't be delayed too much. Is that right?
We talk about very few aircraft tonight. So I don't think that is a major issue. That is a few flights to make sure that we have operations in place for tomorrow morning.
For tomorrow, again, what's the picture going to be and who can expect to be flying?
Tomorrow morning, we expect to be back in full operation, so 100% operation as a normal day.
So people who are booked for tomorrow morning can expect to fly normally, and what should they do?
They should come to the airport as they normally would. There's no reason to come earlier. They should be coming to the airport as they were planning to do otherwise.
How would you sum up what's happened today, just in terms of the operation of this airport? Yeah.
First of all, what I'd like to do is to apologise to the many people who have had their travel affected during the day today. We are very sorry about all the inconvenience. I would like to thank the many people who have been part of bringing the airport back into operation, that is fire services, authorities, our airlines, handlers and our own colleagues who've done an enormous work to get back into operation. What happened around midnight last night was obviously that we lost a major part of our power supply, and I like to stress that this has been an incident of major severity. It's not a small fire. We have lost power equal to that of a mid-sized city. And our backup systems have been working as they should, but then they are not sized to run the entire airport.
I'll come back to that in a second, but I wanted to ask, I can't remember in long history of covering this airport a time like this, a day like this. How would you put what's happened today in context?
This is unprecedented. It's never happened before. And that's why I'm saying it has been a major incident. Of course, everybody has been shocked, but all our procedures have been working the way they should. I hope people appreciate that we do not close down the airport unless we have severe safety concerns. That's why we do it. And that's what has happened today. We have been working tirelessly to get the operation back into running, and that's what's now happening.